Well, today is the feast day of St. Camillus, St. Camillus de Lellis. St. Camillus is one of the patron saints of taking care of the sick and the dying and the suffering, along with St. John of the Cross and St. Vincent de Paul. When we learn about the life of St. Camillus, we see he had his conversion when he was 25 years old, became a priest when he was 34 years of age. But really during his early life, he was a soldier and a partier and a gambler. And he had his conversion again at the age of 25. His spiritual director and confessor was the great Saint Philip Neri, who encouraged him to become a priest and to work with the poor. So we look at his life. It is very interesting and very fascinating life. He was born in southern Italy in the year 1550. His father was a professional soldier, so he too entered the ranks of being a soldier. And he fought for the Venetian army, for Venice, against the Turks, the Muslims. He also fought for Spain against the Turks. But he was a drinker and a heavy gambler, and he probably would have continued along that path, but there was a war injury that badly damaged his leg, and so he had to recover at a hospital in Rome. And when he was there in this hospital recovering, God gave him this wake-up call because of the sufferings that he endured to change his life, and he looked around and he saw all the patients in the hospital and how badly they were being treated in the hospital. And so this began his conversion. Eventually he tried to join a monastery, but because of his poor health he was not able to do so. Eventually he just began doing volunteer work at the hospital, and pretty soon other volunteers joined him, and a new religious community was established called the Servants of the Sick. And again, as I mentioned, he became a priest and spent most of his time as a priest taking care of the poor and the sick and the suffering. In fact, during one of the wars in Hungary, he and his followers were the first ones ever in recorded history to do military field ambulance work. And so really the beginning of the ambulance corps on the battlefield was begun by St. Camillus. He died in the year 1614 and had spent the rest of his life working, again, taking care of the poor. His most favorite passage from Scripture was Matthew 25. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was sick, you cared for me. In prison, and you came to see me. This burned in the large and big heart of St. Camillus. In fact, one day a cardinal came to see him, but St. Camillus was taking care of a dying person, of a sick person, and so he said to the cardinal, "I am taking care of Jesus. When I'm done with the Lord, then I'll meet with you." So he really saw Jesus in each and every person that he visited. St. Camillus was a very large man. He was well over 6 feet tall, and he had a big heart. Again, a rough and tough soldier converted to Christ, converted to the priesthood. And what a great example. One of the patron saints of taking care of the sick, again, along with John, St. John of God, and also St. Vincent de Paul. So again, a great saint that we honor today, St. Camillus. And I think all of us have had our opportunities to visit people in the hospital or go to the nursing homes or visit the shut-ins. Many of you are Eucharistic ministers and take Holy Communion to the sick. Others will visit friends in the hospital or the nursing homes. I think you should always pray to St. Camillus that will help you to see Jesus in the people that are suffering, those with illnesses and diseases, those who are dying, to really be inspired by St. Camillus, to see Jesus in each and every person that you visit.